Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Welcome in. Time for Daily Editorial. You know, I watched D'Souza's movie last night, 20,000 Mules. Watched it start to finish, did not miss a single second of it. I watched it with a neighbor friend of mine, a very bright guy, and his comment at the end was, there has to be something we can do. The facts as outlined in the movie are just simply too compelling to not even consider what they're talking about. Jimmy, you had some interesting comments. You simply, the only alternative is to get active politically. Now, let's take our little world up here as an example. If we got involved in the Republican Party, what could we do to bring this thing into a meaningful position?
Well, there's a couple of things that people can do. One is, get active as an observer, volunteer to be an observer for the next election. Go through the little training and know what it means to actually look out for this and how to look out for the potential corruption. Another thing you can do is demand from your legislatures that they review and support a review to validate our elections, because it's irrelevant, party irrelevant. We need to have verifiable, trusted an election process that people can believe in, whether if you're a Democrat or Republican. You know, the Democrats have complained when Trump was elected. They complained that the Russians helped him do it.
Right.
When Kemp was elected governor of Georgia, Stacey Abrams said that he cheated, that the voting machines were rigged. And then, of course, in 2020, they went full on, the Democratic Party went full on with a lot of money and resources in order to, and of course, with the COVID situation, to shift the outcomes of the election. And now they're saying, oh, there's no way there could be a problem. Demand with your legislators, Republican or Democrat, to absolutely go to get to the bottom of the 2020 election. And then, you know, that's and through letters, through public statements, and most importantly, Al, tell your neighbors. They have to look. They have to see this. They have to see not just the 2,000 mules, but they have to take a hard look at our election system, and we have to trust it.
Well, the ballot boxes, according to D'Souza, according to pictures, etc., the ballot boxes were definitely stuffed in the swing states during the 2020 election, Jimmy.
Yeah, they were. Well, and look, the interesting part about this movie, this documentary, and True the Vote analysis, they actually only looked at five or six very specific locations and draw a circle around. They didn't look nationwide. They didn't look at California. They didn't look at Oregon or Washington, where mail-in ballots and, you know, ballot boxes are a commonplace and were, you know, legal before. They didn't even take a look at that. They just looked at the key swing states and what happened in very small areas. And that was enough to have a clear possibility of changing the outcome of the 2020 election. Now, if we looked even harder at places like California and Washington state, you might see an even bigger fraud with illegal votes because of, you know, motor voter laws. And of course, how they can shift from heavy Democratic areas, they can shift votes and ballots into other areas in order to overcome Republican areas or conservative areas or people that are independent. So
well, what I'm wondering, Jimmy, is we have some primaries coming up in Washington right now. Is it worth being an observer, in your opinion, during the primaries?
Oh, absolutely. The more people that get involved, the higher probability that you're going to get a solid, the more people that look, the more opportunity there is to identify problems or to stop them before they happen.
You know, it strikes me that the thing has gotten to the point right now. The Democrats and the media have done such a damn good job up to this point. I just get laughed at when I bring this up. I mean, as you guys know, I have some pretty liberal friends, and whenever I bring this up, I just get laughed at. They simply will not even consider the fact that there could have been hanky-panky, for lack of better terms, Jim.
Well, yeah, of course they do, because that would actually undermine their entire view of themselves, and it would undermine their own perceptions of reality, which right. are somewhat skewed, because these same people were probably the ones that were adamant that Trump and Russia colluded in order to win 2016. Some of them still make that argument, and yeah. very, very intellectual people still make that argument because they can't give up on something that they emotionally were attached to.
Well, they can't.
Because it is all about emotion. It's not really about logic.
Yep. It's just amazing to me what this country has gone into. And I was very, very pumped last night to come up with ideas that concrete actions that we could take. And I'm really, aside from volunteering to be an observer, I'm not really sure there's anything we can do at this point. I really wonder if that isn't just a drop in the bucket, and we should now aim the sight, our gun sights, on what's going to happen here in 2024.
Well, and this is the biggest mistake, and this is what many of the Republican, the rhinos or the institutional Republicans are saying right now. Get off the corruption of 2020. If you can't go back and identify exactly what happened in 2020, then you will not solve anything in the future. So ignoring the past just means you're going to repeat it. And the unfortunate reality is there are too many Republicans, Mitch McConnell, a lot of moderate Republicans that listen to the media and are afraid to be called out as conspiracy theorists for actually having legitimate questions about what happened when they closed voting, polls or vote counting at midnight in key places. What happened with massive mail-in voter numbers?
Let me just interrupt you for a second, Jimmy. The entire movie showed beyond a shadow of a doubt that it was massive, massive stuffing of the ballot boxes. Massive.
Absolutely. And it was paid for partly by Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook.
That's right. He was quoted in that movie as saying, "My wife and I are doing everything that we can to assure the institution of accurate voting." And then he had a big smile on his face.
Yeah, well, it's become clear to me that the left, what they say, you can absolutely see the what they're going to do is the 100% opposite of what they say.
Yeah,
and that's what we're facing right now. It's almost every word out of their mouth, out of senior leaders in the Democratic Party.
One thing that I want to do is I want to stress to every one of our bloggers, you guys, we're pretty serious about this. If you have any ideas as to what Jimmy and I can do to perpetrate the road back to honesty and voting, please let us know. It's the time for anger is over. The time for concrete action, taking anger out and looking at effectiveness, is here.
Well, yeah, and this is the point. If people, there's a lot of our listeners, a lot of the people that actually listen to the blog pretty regularly, they're just so frustrated with the system. They just hate it, and they say it's bad. But believe me, it can get worse. Our nation, our people, the situation can get worse, and you can see it economically getting worse. You can see it through failed justice system getting worse.
Right.
You can see the violence. And I've lived in these places and watched civilization collapse very rapidly because of people's failure to take action to stop it.
Right.
And I'll tell you, we are getting on the cusp of a very, very dangerous moment in history where no one is safe. Our food supplies, our, you know, economic, our savings, our economic opportunities, our freedom of speech, in every aspect are under threat right now.
Yep.
From the leadership in this nation. And we have to do something. The illegitimate, in my view, leadership in this nation right now. And we have to do something about it. And if you just sit back and complain about it, you're just going to live with the consequences. And I prefer not to do that.
That's the point I'm trying to make. We cannot simply sit back and complain. We have to take concrete action. Let's come up right now just with a number of ideas. Number one, you simply have to begin a groundswell movement where people contact their legislators. Number two, you simply have to create a groundswell movement where people volunteer to be voting observers. Those are the two actions that I can think of. What do you think, Jim?
Well, I think the third one is to talk to your neighbors about it and have them review the data. And don't, and if they call you nuts or laugh or whatever, just say, well, okay, let's look at the data. Let's look at the real facts and ask yourself, is that what happens if it turns out the other direction? And Republicans do the same thing in the future. So talk to your neighbor about it. And then the other thing I think people need to do is, you know, they had to write editorials, send in letters to the editor and say, hey, look, if we don't have a valid review of the election process in the United States, if we continue down this road, there is no justification for a republic. And,
right. And
you know, we have to hold our officials accountable, the ones that are responsible for ensuring that this is accurate, that the voting is accurate. And that includes Bill Barr and Merrick Garland, the former attorney general and the acting or the current knucklehead that's up there.
We may simply, this may be, have gotten to the point where we really can't do very much. Jimmy, you know, there was something else you wanted to talk about. I know that you're pressed for time, so I'm going to stop this editorial because I want people to focus on it. And then we'll start the second one that you wanted to chat about. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to both of these editorials. Stick around. We will truly, in this case, be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics. We will be back in a moment.